It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
Good afternoon, KFAR listeners, and welcome to the Saturday, June 14th edition of the Explore Fairbanks Radio Show. Scott McRae here with Explore Fairbanks. Hope you're having a wonderful day out there. And joining me, as always, pretty much always, is my my co-host. And
joined at the hip.
joined at the hip. My co-host and colleague from Explore Fairbanks, Bill Wright. Bill, happy almost solstice.
Almost solstice. And like we've said many times at the past couple of radio shows, it's a little bittersweet when we reach this point. Yeah. But we'll take what we can get.
We'll take it when we get. I mean, it's a the loss of daylight after that great day is it's pretty gradual. So right. We still have numerous days of nonstop daylight to enjoy here during our amazing summer season.
What we need is a gain of some high temperatures just to get a little summer.
We'll put in a phone call there and see what we can do. Speaking of solstice, we're going to be talking about some solstice related activities such as the Midnight Sun Street Festival and all things downtown Fairbanks. And we have probably two of the biggest ambassadors of downtown Fairbanks here in the studio with us today: David Vanderberg, Executive Director of the Downtown Association of Fairbanks, and Olivia Rodriguez, Golden Heart Consulting. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, always happy to be here.
Excellent. So we always, before we kind of jump into the heart of all things downtown Fairbanks, we always like to get a chance for our listeners to get to know our guest more. So briefly, how about each of you kind of tell your Fairbanks story? And I'm going to start with you, David.
All right, right. So this is our how we got here?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Well, thanks again for having us here. And I came up, I think it was 35 years ago, after the Exxon Valdez. That's what got me to Alaska, was to help with that. And then because I wound up in Kodiak, and I heard that there was UAF, and that, you know, like Jack London wrote about places like the interior. So that bit of imagination, that literary hook. I came up north in 1990 to Fairbanks, and I did a little bit of everything. I framed houses. I worked for a general contractor, bought a guiding company. And after 20 years, I sold that when my wife and I got married and started a family. And I got a job downtown at the Downtown Association of Fairbanks, which was to represent small businesses, which I had been one. And I figured there was a fair amount of, good crossover there. So sure. We have that's how I got here, and that's why we stay, because I love working in the downtown.
Excellent.
David, does the did it meet your expectations as far as the Jack London features of Fairbanks?
I don't think I nearly died or saw much death and privation, but I did have a long and wonderful time with dog teams there for a while.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Great. Olivia, your story's a little bit different. You know, David's is similar to mine, and, you know, Bill's as well, as we came here from somewhere else, perhaps not intending to make this our home as long as we have. But your family goes back a couple generations here. So tell us your story.
Yeah, I'm actually a third generation Alaskan. So my grandfather was born in Nome, and then my parents were raised here. And then there's me, so third generation. And then I grew up here, went to high school. And then I went over to University of Idaho for college in advertising and public relations. After that, I moved to Austin and worked in national level advertising agencies, which was super fun, working with big national clients. But there was always something that called me home. And I really think it was the spirit of Fairbanks and my family being here. It's a really tight-knit community. So in 2019, right before the pandemic, I made the decision to move home, and it was the best thing I've ever done, to bring some of those skills that I learned from bigger markets and pull them into Fairbanks to really help such a special place shine. It's been so fulfilling to be here for the last 5, going on 6 years.
Oh.
I can definitely relate to that feeling of coming to Fairbanks and falling in love with Fairbanks, because my husband actually was supposed to come up here for just one summer, and then he bought a one-way ticket up here, and he is still here 11 years later. So Fairbanks really does have a special pull for people. It's a really amazing place to, as David mentioned, raise a family. And I think that things like the Midnight Sun Festival really just drive it home, because then the kids that grow up here and have those memories, when they go somewhere else, they kind of have that same pull that I had to come back somewhere special that feels like home and is celebrated through all seasons of life here in the interior.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know we're very fortunate in the community that you did decide to come back in, and you're making the positive impact that you are. So we do appreciate all that you do.
Yeah, mostly. I'm a firm believer that Fairbanks is one of the few towns where one person can make a huge difference. You know, other larger communities, it's a little bit harder for one person. Most time you need a team. But here, one person makes a huge difference.
I absolutely agree with that. What I love about this community is you can pretty much – this community will – support people who come in new ideas and say, you know what, if you want to make a difference, we're here to support you. If it doesn't work out, we're going to help you get back on your feet again. So I agree, there is that amazing opportunity here in Fairbanks that doesn't exist in that many places where you can come in and you do new and bold things. So
yes, and yeah. Follow your heart to wherever it leads you here.
Well, speaking of heart, as I mentioned in the beginning here, you know, the two of you are probably some of the best, you know, the passionate ambassadors of our downtown Fairbanks. So I'd love to hear from each of you, what is it for each of you that makes downtown so special? And Livia, let's keep going with you.
Yeah, so I was actually one of the lucky few that are born and raised downtown. So I've lived downtown since I was 5 or 6. And one of the things that really stood out to me is just how tight-knit and how each of the neighborhoods downtown really has its own kind of culture. And you really know your neighbors. I've had friends who live maybe outside in the hills, and you do know a couple of the neighbors around you, but I feel it's so much more tight-knit here. And when you're walking around downtown, you're inevitably going to run into someone you know. David and I both can relate, because I think we both ran into someone we knew here, maybe even in the lobby. So I think it's the tight-knit and the walkability, too. Downtown has one of the densest business populations, so you can walk on foot and hit multiple business stops, as opposed to maybe outside of the downtown core, you maybe are forced to drive.
Great. Well, David, I mean, your job requires you to love downtown Fairbanks, but I know it's very genuine and sincere. So what do you love the most about downtown Fairbanks?
I love that we have the river where we have it and the in the green space to enjoy it. And but I think I would also want to echo Liv, and I think it's about the walkability, and it's what makes our urban core different from other urban cores in the interior. But, you know, much like urban cores the world over, it's walkable, has a network of sidewalks. And it, you know, just it is a whole bunch of people have opted for their 1 acre, 2 acres, Chattanooga-type homesteads, you know, just living out. But there is, you know, the neighborhoods that are adjacent to downtown. Downtown's very accessible. It's walkable. There's lots of parking. And I think really downtown's potential is what is kind of my favorite thing about it.
Absolutely. And I love, you know, the reference to the river. I mean, that makes Fairbanks stand out from any other city within Alaska, is that we are a river city, and the river is why we have a city here in the first place. But I think with potential, too, with that river, I think there's a lot of great things that could be done there, most certainly. So we have coming up here, like Bill and I were talking about, Solstice Weekend is 1 week away, and one of the three signature events, we have the baseball game, we have the Midnight Sun Run, and that is the Midnight Sun Street Fair taking place on Solstice Day, Saturday, June 21st. So talk us through, what can people expect when that great day comes? What's in store for this year?
Well, I do want to Liv almost took the mic, and she really ought to talk first. But since I'm talking, I'll just say, you know, it is a signature event. It's one of the things that people come to do. It's on the Midnight Sun Festival, and we're very excited about it. We anticipate it all year long, and now to the details of what Liv would tell you is happening on the street.
Yes, and Solstice Weekend should be a holiday in Fairbanks.
Yes,
like, it really should be.
I always thought that the Monday after Solstice Weekend should be an official holiday, and I've campaigned to run for Solstice Mayor before, just for that weekend, just to make that Monday a holiday.
We need to bring that back.
Yes.
We need to bring that back.
I agree. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, so this weekend, 2025 in particular, is really unique because the Midnight Sun Festival actually falls on June 21st, which is acknowledged as the solstice. So this weekend at the Midnight Sun Festival, we have a lot of really fun things going on. You have the Midnight Sun Festival baseball game on Friday, the Midnight Sun Run Saturday afternoon, and the Midnight Sun Festival, of course, runs from noon to midnight. It's a really, really long day, but don't worry, it's packed full of good Fairbanks goodness. So we have over 130 vendors this year, and just a few years ago, I think in 2022, we were really happy to crest 100 vendors. So the festival has been slowly but surely growing. And the difference between 100 and 130 vendors might not sound like that much. But when you think about it in terms of business exposure and how many more small businesses, small locally owned businesses get that exposure to our 30,000 plus crowd that comes for the Midnight Sun Festival. It's really impressive. And that's one of, I think, the proudest things we've done is to make the Midnight Sun Festival more accessible for small businesses. So as I mentioned, we have over 130 small businesses here, and that is everything from food trucks to retail to nonprofits that want to talk to our community too. It's a really stellar lineup. I would be remiss not to mention everyone's favorite, Talkeetna Spinach Bread is going to be there this year. Oh. I know, so good. Their blueberry crumble is amazing. And then we also have folks from local businesses here, like we have Charms by C&J, which you might know those guys. They're a little cabin out in Alaska land that Pioneer Park. Showing my age here, I guess.
You're among friends. It's okay.
Okay, good. Happily among friends. We have Fox Sauce LLC coming up, which is really popular too. Lots of great artists like Robin Farmer. She's a local artist here who focuses on watercolor. We have some permanent jewelry folks, you know, the kind where you can get your gold bracelet zapped on and it stays on until you want to take it off. The Baron Co., which makes jewelry out of antlers and bone. It's really, really impressive. We also have our henna art, which is really popular in the Golden Heart Plaza. And then we also offer booths to our brick-and-mortar businesses. So, like, the Fudge Pot has a booth there, and that's really important to us, too. And that's why a couple years ago we decided not to put any booths in front of the co-op, because we wanted our community to be able to engage with the co-op and not just kind of walk past it.
Sure.
And really, really see what's changed. Because it feels like every year something new is popping up in the co-op and all across downtown, really.
Yep.
So overall, we have a lot of vendors. No matter what you're into or looking for, it's probably at the Midnight Sun Festival.
And I understand probably some great live music and entertainment to go along with that.
Yes, definitely. And I might as well start on the Explore Fairbanks stage. That's a really
fun one. Explore Fairbanks.
So it's 2nd and Cushman. We have the Explore Fairbanks stage. And we have all of the stages programmed fully this year. So we have it from noon to midnight on all three stages. So on the Explore Fairbanks stage, we have some fan favorites like the North Star Pops Music, which is a violin troupe that's really popular in town. The Tune Weavers, Ryan Browers and the Brain Trust, Top Secret Overdrive, which is a really fun band that is started by a locally owned business here. Is it someone from Bontai you mentioned, David, that started that one?
Oh, excellent.
Yes, very fun. And then DJ Trax, which is a well-known DJ here in Fairbanks, and then ending the night with Sheree Bowman. So from noon to midnight, you'll have 12 great acts of music, and each set is 45 minutes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, a great lineup. And then over on 1st and Lacey, we have the Kendall Auto stage, and they're doing the Hero Games again this year, which if you're not familiar with the Hero Games, they work with first responders and military personnel to have kind of like a strongman competition. So they have teams of 5 or 6, and then there's things like pulling a Hummer that's in neutral down the raceway to see who gets there first. There's like carrying competition where you have to carry your teammates back and forth. And that one, you really shouldn't miss that. And that's from 3 to 6 that day. And then we're finishing out that night with Crossing the Heartland, which is actually a high school band.
Okay.
But they're phenomenal. And one of the things I really do love about the Midnight Sun Festival is getting all the performer applications and digging into their YouTube or their Instagram and seeing the performance. There's so much heart for local music here. And I've heard time and time again from local musicians that this is one of their biggest shows of the year, shows, quote unquote. But it is so great to get them all exposure, too.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. And there's so much talent here that I think not a lot of people see unless they kind of dig into it and really look at it.
So important question to ask here for Fairbanksans who want to come and enjoy all the festivities. Recommendations for parking?
I'm so glad you asked that. We get parking questions often about the festival because it does take up quite a big footprint of downtown, maybe where folks are used to parking. But we always recommend parking in the parking garage. And they do the first hour free any day of the week, actually, not just for the festival. So if you just wanted to pop in for an hour, you can definitely use the parking garage. And if you happen to go over that hour, it's a very reasonable fee of $1 per hour after that. So theoretically, if you stayed for the whole festival, like David and I are, it would be $11 to park there for the whole day.
That's not bad.
So worth it. So worth it.
Yeah.
On top of that, Fast Planning is also doing their signature bike valet. So if you wanted to ride your bike, which if anyone is close enough or far enough, I guess. People ride their bikes all over town here. I would recommend that. That is also free, and it's just like a coat check where you give Fast Planning your bike, they put it in a locker, and you get a number back. Whenever you're ready to leave, you just go give them your number, and they give you your bike back. Excellent. And it's a nice, secure place, too.
All right, and I would also recommend the parking, the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitors Center, parking there, and you can come in and enjoy the center before you make your way over to the festivities.
Yes, yes, and they have a really cool exhibit going on right now about the SS Sophie, the Titanic of the North. Yeah, would be really cool to check out. And then the Sadler's parking lot is always a good one too.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us here, we've been talking to David Vandenberg with the Downtown Association of Fairbanks, Liv Rodriguez with Golden Heart Consulting. Dave and Liz, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and we'll get back. We'll talk more things Downtown Fairbanks.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
The Riverboat Discovery and Gold Dredge 8 are Fairbanks traditions. Every time you embark on a journey aboard the legendary Riverboat Discovery, you'll step back in time as you cruise along the majestic Chena and Tanana Rivers in the heart of Alaska's wilderness. Discovering the thrill of striking gold at Gold Dredge 8 makes adventure and history come alive. It's an unforgettable journey into Alaska's Gold Rush era where dreams were made and fortunes were found. Come enjoy two of the most unforgettable experiences in Alaska, the Riverboat Discovery and Gold Dredge 8.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to the Explore Fairbanks Radio Show. Scott McCray here in the studio along with Bill Wright. And big thank you there to the Riverboat Discovery for being the sponsor of this month's show. And like we talked about, Bill, before, boy, exciting season for them. I mean, 75th anniversary, which is just so remarkable when you stop and think about it.
It really is. And I just had some travel advisors that I took on the riverboat a couple weeks ago, and they were amazed at what they saw there. And when I said, you know, river cruise, I don't know what they were expecting, but when they saw that beautiful big stern wheeler there, it's something to be proud of.
It is, and they've got a great story to tell about how that started, you know, again, 3 generations ago. And that's, if you go to the archive section on KFAR, the Explorer Fairbanks Radio Show, there's an interview with Wade Binkley. It's a pretty fascinating story. So joining us today, we have David Vandenberg with the Downtown Association of Fairbanks, Olivia Rodriguez, Golden Heart Consulting. We are talking all things Downtown Fairbanks. We're just talking about the Midnight Sun Street Festival coming up. People want more information on that. What's the website for that?
Yeah, so you can find out more information on the Midnight Sun Festival at midnightsunfestivalfairbanks.com.
All right. Pretty easy to find that.
Yeah, pretty easy to find. Also, the Downtown Association's Facebook page. If you have any questions about what's going on downtown, they do a great job of keeping it updated. And there's always something new I learned from there.
Very well. Speaking of new things happening in downtown Fairbanks this summer, you've started a downtown market. You had the first one back on May 15th, three more coming up. Talk about this new initiative that's, I think, a great addition to the downtown community.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, this has been a project that's been a couple years in the making, but with everything, before you put something out in the world, you want to make sure it's on stable foundation. So I'm really happy that it launched this year. And yes, our first one is on May 15th. Our second one is on July 17th. A third one's on August 21st, and our last one for this year is on September 18th. We decided to skip June this year because David and I already do the Midnight Sun Festival, and we're only two people.
We'll give you a pass. That's
yes,
fine.
Although summertime in Fairbanks does have that kind of manic energy where you feel like you could take anything on. So maybe next year we'll do a June one. So the thing about the downtown market is each one has a theme with it. So our July 17th one is a taste of downtown, where we're partnering with three local businesses and two breweries or tap houses for a scavenger hunt. So you go around, get a stamp from each of those locations, bring it back, and you're entered in to win a prize. This is my favorite part of the market. Of course, there's vendors, there's live music. We try to do a pop-up pet adoption with everyone. But the scavenger hunt really has my heart because it gets people in the door of local businesses that maybe they have just driven by for a couple years or maybe they haven't seen yet. So the scavenger hunt is near and dear to our heart. And last month, we with our first one, we were able to get 150 people into downtown businesses. And when they returned their scavenger hunt card, we asked them, did you discover a new business? And it was almost unanimously, yes. Everyone that did the scavenger hunt discovered a new business. And most of them said they would be back. I had someone turn in a scavenger hunt card who said that they've lived here their whole lives, but they've never been into Big Rays.
Oh.
I know, crazy. And she said, you know, I don't think I'll ever have to go to REI again. And I said, that's amazing. So that's the kind of output that we really, really want with the downtown market. The next one, A Taste of Downtown, is going to be so much fun, too. I'm really happy to be working with food, just because there's so many things happening. For instance, Beyond Birch is really, really great for catering, but they also just got a new event space where you can rent out their space, and they'll decorate it and set it all up for you, perfect for parties. And then we're also working with Sassy Scoops, who's an ice cream.
Yeah.
Yes, such good ice cream, such good ice cream. And then I'm hoping to work with Soba, too, because I feel like Soba is such a hidden gem in downtown, and it is amazing food, and they're great at catering, too.
They are good, yeah, great.
Yeah. So the downtown market, again, the next one is here on July 17th in Golden Heart Plaza from 4 to 8 p.m., and you can find out more about that at downtownmarketfairbanks.com.
Wonderful. Well, good. Well, thanks for taking the initiative to bring that to downtown there. So you mentioned new businesses there, and I'll throw this out to either of you to talk about. I mean, there has been some great new businesses that just recently have opened up in downtown Fairbanks. Either want to speak to some of the new exciting things that are happening in the growth of our small business community?
Well, food continues to kind of lead off, and we've got End of Line is going to open up. I think it's their first official day of food service is 27th of June. Do I have that?
I think so.
But it's their
soft opening.
Yep, soft opening, and they've got a really interesting model, and we're good to go. And we've also got Gather there on 3rd Avenue is beginning. You know, they've developed their whole program, and now they're coming out very creative, very community interactive, and that's going to go a long way. And then we've got the Humble Roots Beer Company is coming up, and I mean I commute past there, and just to measure the change, you know, the parking lot's done and they've striped it, so that is an indicator that they are just one step from opening. And I'm sure there's others that are slipping my mind at present, but there are periods of disinvestment in a place, but I feel like in general, the city of Fairbanks is investing in their own downtown, and this is after millions and millions of dollars of improvements in the right of way and the road project. So, it's nice to see that some businesses are coming in behind that as well.
I saw bike paths over on
Barnett,
those are sweet.
So good, and they did such a good job with the pillars too, to like keep everyone feeling like it's definitely has a barrier.
Right, and that would be a seasonal activity there.
That's my understanding, is that it's just for the summer, but I do see people riding bikes all winter too. So who knows? Maybe they'll keep it.
With the diehards out there.
Yes, I think David hit on something really important too. This kind of ebb and flow of downtown attention or desire to invest here. And I am, younger in my career where maybe I'm still a little rosy, rose-colored glasses, where I think this is a really important time for downtown where it seems like there's a lot of attention, there's new businesses. So if there was ever a time to support downtown, I feel like it's now. And I know that we've been through a couple of different iterations with different plans, but it seems as though the stars are aligning for right now. So if we all buckle down and really focus on downtown, I think that we could make something great for generations to come, and we'll be able to tell our kids what we did to help downtown.
Well, and probably one of the most exciting developments occurring in downtown Fairbanks as we speak is the demolition of the eyesore as the Polaris, which it's scheduled this summer. Is, you know, it's, boy, it's moving along pretty quickly, and the opportunities there for that, you know, that's, there's been a dream here within the downtown community, bring the Polaris down, reimagining what we could do with that space. What are your thoughts there on the Polaris?
Yeah, I would personally love to see, after talking to a lot of small business owners, there's a huge desire for smaller retail spaces. They're maybe a little bit more affordable. So I would love to see a mix of like smaller retail spaces that work to incubate small businesses while they stabilize and get into larger ones to kind of fill out the density in our community. So my ideal situation would be retail spaces, offices on the second and third floor, and then housing above that. And perhaps, you know, maybe it's time to bring back, I think it was called the Tiki Cove at the top. That would be great. Or some sort of event venue, not necessarily like a concert, but a prom or, you know, something like that. Like what the Crow's Nest has on top of the Captain Cook in Anchorage. Something like that I think would be phenomenal. But really, I just think as long as it's something that's community focused that goes in there, housing would be a cherry on top, but something needs to go there. It can't sit empty and vacant for too long.
Right. David, your thought? We were on the Polaris. We've been on the Polaris working group together for many years there. So, what's your kind of vision there?
You know, vision would be probably the lowest bar in the room, which is an active use that conforms to the zoning and whatnot. But I think it's it really was momentous that the city took it on. Really only the city could, and it's going to it will really help the downtown, even if we have to wait a period of time to see a major new investment there. Just not having that bad neighbor, dangerous building, thank you, City of Fairbanks.
Yep, absolutely. It's been a tremendous lift. A lot of community partners and Senator Murkowski getting the funding. I mean, lots of people came together, which is so quintessentially Fairbanks, right? This is the way we do things here. So great. So lots of exciting things happening in the downtown. The Humble Roots, that's been an amazing project to watch because Morris Thompson Center, we're right next door to them. Yeah. So I've seen the work there over the 2 years. It's a great story, too.
Yeah, it's really been a labor of love. When you talk to Talon, and one of the first things he'll tell you about Humble Roots is he specifically chose downtown. He could have put this anywhere. It is convenient that it's next to the Midnight Mine, but he specifically chose to build it downtown because he believes that the same kind of thing with this wave coming in, that if he doesn't invest here, maybe no one will. So by starting it, it has the potential to have a domino effect. Yeah. So big shout out to Talon. Mm.
Absolutely. And I know we're mourning the loss of Lavelle's in the Spring Hill Suites, but then opportunity, what's going to be that next goes in there. So looking forward to seeing that. So speaking of the future, I'd like both of you to kind of look in the crystal ball, think, you know, big imagination there. Look in the future, when if you had a magic wand, if you could make one thing happen in downtown Fairbanks, change something in downtown Fairbanks, what would that be? Anything's possible.
That is a big question. But I think I have come to realize that density is so important in our downtown core that if I could wave a magic wand and make it happen immediately, because I think this might be something that would need to be a big change, but less parking lots, which I know is very controversial, but less parking lots and more buildings built side by side. And the borough has been really great. They just redid the parking ordinance. So now, if you haven't heard, downtown businesses need almost half of the parking if they were required to have parking at all. So that has an opportunity for someone to sell a portion of their lot and build something there, which I think has huge potential for downtown. So if I could wave magic wand, the one thing would be more density, which equals less parking lots, unfortunately.
Okay, David, the magic wand has been passed to you.
I think, I alluded to this maybe a little earlier, and it's just that that a lot of people don't come to the interior of Alaska seeking an urban existence. And maybe an urban existence is the last thing that somebody coming to Alaska would expect to find. But I think our downtown has a lot to offer for our visitors. And I think I'd like to see the Fairbanksons avail of their downtown more. Again, I think, you know, many do, but some don't, because they just simply they don't want to maybe get a parking ticket or deal with congestion. But, you know, we invite those people to come downtown and embrace their downtown. So if I could wave something, it would be that just that greater interest and curiosity about what's here among our resident population.
Absolutely. Yep. It's a great, great community resource there. So, Dave, Liz, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for all that you do to make our downtown such a great place that it is. For those of you listening, yeah, come out. Solstice celebration next weekend, downtown Fairbanks. Be sure to get out and enjoy all the festivities and do spend some time here in the downtown Fairbanks. It's an amazing asset to our community. So thanks again to Riverboat Discovery for sponsoring this month's show. You've been listening to the Explore Fairbanks radio show. Until next time, from Bill and I, take care and get out and explore Fairbanks.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.